Now, with the Oasis reunion tour for a lot of fans, there was not much morning glory yesterday as tickets went on sale. Many were left frustrated and disappointed by a long queuing system, technical issues, and then the added blow of ticket price hikes. Some tickets more than doubled in price during the sale, and it has led to calls here for the Consumer Watchdog to investigate Ticketmaster's in-demand pricing model. Fine Gael MEP Regina Doherty is calling for a serious investigation into this, and she joins me now. Thanks for taking our call. Firstly, I suppose this jump in the price while trying to purchase tickets, it has led to a lot of anger and confusion that this can actually happen.
Yeah, you know, I think there's lots of disappointed people yesterday who didn't get tickets, which is the nature of a very popular, you know, event. We see Coldplay this week. But I think there's far more angry people at the rip-off that we witnessed yesterday morning with Ticketmaster. And I think we need to get to the bottom of where that rip-off stems from and why it's allowed to happen. And actually, my gut tells me that it's probably illegal. And so I've written not only to the Competition and the Consumer Commission, but also our own competitions commissioner in the European Commission, Margarethe Vestager, to say, I believe this in-demand pricing model that was used yesterday, and incidentally, for the first time ever in Ireland for a concert or an event like this, I believe it's illegal because we have tickets that were advertised at a value of €86.50, for argument's sake, for the standing tickets on the pitch, within a couple of hours being sold for €415. And that can't be transparent. And I definitely don't believe it's fair to consumers.
Now, this system has been used elsewhere. And I suppose for clarity, Ticketmaster is the supplier of tickets, MCD, the concert promoter. And the so-called in-demand pricing model for these concerts, they have been in place. We contacted MCD to ask about these price hikes during the sale. But to date, we have not received a response. But the in-demand pricing structure, some will say it allows prices to inflate according to market demand. And just similar to how hotel and airline tickets work, would it be anyway justified if other sectors are already doing this?
So we saw an example of where our own Taoiseach, I think on Thursday or Friday of this week, called on our hospitality sector, who were being accused of withdrawing hotel rooms that people had already booked and paid for so that they could actually double the price of them. That's wrong. Fundamentally, it's immoral. But here we have a situation where tickets were advertised at €86.50. At what point during the process was the algorithm of the in-demand pricing introduced? We were never told it was going to be beforehand. So we have people who were queuing for €86.50 tickets that were later then charged or offered those tickets for €415. And Karen, if we weren't doing this in the virtual world, if we were all standing outside Golden Discs 10 or 15 years ago and those tickets were a hard cardboard copy, they wouldn't have been able to do it. So if it was illegal then, I really believe it's illegal now. That's why we need the investigation by the Commission and the EU Commissioner into this in-demand pricing model
and this
to make sure that we have a fair market for consumers.
And with this surge pricing, I mean, with it happening in other countries, with this new EU Digital Services Act that's in place a couple of years, is there anything that would cover it and the scrutiny around it under that?
So that's what I've written to Margarethe Vestager about, because we changed the laws a number of years ago, particularly around airlines, so that airlines used to be able to inflate price tickets depending on the time they were selling the tickets. And we changed that they couldn't do that. So now, you know, if you want to go on, you have to pay extra for your seat or extra for your extra luggage. But at least you know what you're paying for, and it is extra. What we saw yesterday, you got nothing extra. Your €86.50 advertised ticket within a number of hours suddenly was being sold for €415. It wasn't transparent. And you are right. Ticketmaster did make a statement to say that they don't set the ticket prices or for these advertised events, but the promoters and the artists do. And you know what's actually, I think, is a little disingenuous is the Oasis Twitter account said on Friday evening that, you know, to make sure that nobody buys tickets at inflated rates and to only buy them at the resale value on the likes of a Ticketmaster or Twickets. So were they involved in this contract of the in-demand pricing?
Do you think Oasis then should be responding to this fury among the hundreds of thousands who feel cheated of how these tickets were sold? I mean, as you mentioned, they are also advising certain sellers and avoiding others.
Yeah, absolutely. Given that we do have a monopoly in a situation where we have Ticketmaster, you know, being the sole agent to be able to sell these tickets, it's a kind of little disingenuous to say, don't buy from ticket touts when the price gouging actually was, you know, occurred on the Ticketmaster site that you've employed and contracted to sell your tickets. We need definitely questions. I'd love to hear a statement from Oasis or MCD or Live Nation or Ticketmaster, a proper one. But in the absence of that, our own commission and our EU commissioner for competition has to investigate the in-demand pricing to make sure that consumers, not just in Ireland, but right across Europe, get a fair deal when we see transparency in an advertised price. We need and expect to be able to buy at that advertised price.
And that is being echoed by a lot of people who have been left frustrated and angered by what has happened. Fine Gael MEP Regina Doherty, thank you very much for joining me.